The waiting game has just begun for both sides in the battle over the outsourcing of Fresno's residential trash service. For the past month, opponents of Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen's plan to outsource the city's home trash service have hustled to collect signatures in order to meet a January 18th deadline to put the decision in the hands of voters.
Do you know about the trash privatization? The city is selling off all trash services? Yeah.
More than 50 people escorted around 35,000 signatures in 7 sealed white boxes into the city clerk's office on Friday.
We are here so proud to deliver just under 40,000 signatures.
That was Marina Magdalena, the business representative of Local 39, the garbage truck drivers union that spearheaded the petitioning. But despite the thousands of signatures, opponents of the mayor's proposal have their fingers crossed. The group needs just under 22,000 valid signatures in order to put the decision on the ballot. If the opponents of the legislation truly gathered enough signatures, then the city has two options: repeal the action or hold a special election, an election that some say could cost around $1 million.
We really just need to look out for the good for our entire city. And if the city goes bankrupt, then they're not going to have those jobs nor those dues. So, I mean, what's the point? $1 million burden on the city for a special election is almost reckless, in my opinion.
That was Edgar Blunt, an outsourcing supporter and board member of Fresnans for Responsible Government, an advocacy group that has helped fund opposition to the petition drive. The city hopes to give its 105,000 residential trash accounts to Fresno-based Mid-Valley Disposal in return for a $1.5 million signing bonus and an annual $2.5 million in franchise fees to the city's general fund. The city council approved the deal December 20th of last year. Swearingen says the privatization will prevent what she calls a fiscal emergency. The deal, if passed, will run for 9 years, have almost an 18% rate cut for the first 21 months, ensure rate hike caps for the remaining 7 years, and force Mid-Valley to keep on any city employees affected by the change for at least 1 year. The city approved a budget last June that counts on the funds from residential trash privatization. That led opponents to launch a 30-day campaign to put the issue in front of voters. Outsourcing opponents said they oppose the mayor's decision for a number of reasons. Beverly Fitzpatrick, a retired teacher, says there is no reason to cut trash service.
I'm a taxpaying citizen, and so far I've had no problem with my trash pickup.
Fresno garbage man Richard Martinez agrees.
They have countless awards. Best in the nation recycling. Probably the one good thing that Fresno is known for. Other than that, you got crime, you got shootings, you got dirty freeways, but their garbage department is award-winning. Why would you do that? Why do you kill the goose to serve that lays the golden egg served for Christmas?
The signature campaign wasn't always easy. In fact, outsourcing opponents said at times it got downright nasty. When outsourcing opponents hired a firm to help them collect signatures, supporters said the public were being misguided. But that was only the beginning. Outsourcing supporters launched a campaign to educate the public on the issues by hiring paid signature gatherers. The group sent out mailers, aired radio ads, and made phone calls. In response, the city took the unusual step of allowing those who had signed the petition to revoke their signatures by filling out a form online or at City Hall. Sue Beavers, a quality control worker in Fresno, disapproved of the way outsourcing supporters ran their campaign.
I was furious because I came home at the end of a long day, turned on my answering machine, and got a message that was purporting to be Ashley Swearingen's opinion. I felt that my home had been invaded. I signed a petition. I'm an adult. I know why I signed the petition. I don't want somebody telling me that I'm wrong.
So what's next for Fresno's green and blue trash cans? Over the next 30 days, the signatures will undergo the scrutinizing eye of City Clerk Yvonne Spence and Fresno County Clerk of Voters Brandy Orth. Spence will check to see that the signature on each petition matches the printed name. The 3-day job will take 10 temporary workers and may cost in the ballpark of $3,000. The 7 boxes will then be transferred to Orth's office. County workers will enter the information into a database and compare petition signatures to those on file, which may cost up to $45,000. The results will be sent to Spence, who has a final say in whether the petition was successful. But City Manager Mark Scott says that even if the petition goes to a vote and the deal is rejected, it's his job to keep the city out of the red.
That means we have to make cuts somewhere else, and it means we have to make cuts right away because we don't have enough time left in this fiscal year to make up the difference if we don't start right away. So we're waiting to see the outcome, hoping that we go forward with the franchise, and if we don't, we have to make some cuts in other places that probably involve people losing jobs.
Even if the city is successful in privatizing residential trash service, it still would have 5 months to close a $5 million budget gap. Scott says even more cuts will be necessary if it doesn't get the money from Mid-Valley. Although it's too early to tell, Scott expects cuts to come from the same places they have come from in recent years. Parks, public safety, and programs like senior hot meals may get the short end of the stick. But despite the uncertainty, opponents said they are glad the community came together on the issue, leaving a clear message to city higher-ups.
You need to listen to the people, especially when this is such an important decision that is going to affect our lives, our pocketbook, for eternity.
If the petition is not successful, residential trash service will switch to Mid-Valley on March 4th. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.